You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parashas Vayeshev. This parasha discusses one of the most difficult inyanim in the Torah to understand al pi pshat, to be understood in its simple translation, that the shiftei kos sold Yosef HaTzadik down to Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chovov Chov Zayin and Kufcha says that Yehuda gave the Eitzah to have Yosef sold as a slave to the Ishmaelim, to the Midyanim. We won't go into those details now. But the Pasuk says, V'yimkuru es Yosef l'Ishmaelim, te'esom kesef, v'yaviyu es Yosef Mitzrayimo. So the Midrashim say that the purpose of selling Yosef was not to fulfill the desire of the Shiftei Kor. That was not the reason he was sold, although the Shiftei Kor thought that it was. The reason why Yosef HaTzadik was sold was so that he should be taken to Mitzrayim. And because Yosef HaTzadik went first and he became Melech Mitzrayim and he did all the things that he did, he enabled the land to accept, so to speak, Klal Yisrael and create a situation where Klal Yisrael would not assimilate. This all happened because of the preparation that Yosef HaTzadik did before Klal Yisrael came to Mitzrayim. He enabled their existence to be possible. This was all because of the Gezerah of Ger Yizarach Abba Meyashana, which Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was a Gezerah that was put into motion earlier. But Yosef HaTzadik, so to speak, was Mamtik the Din. Under normal circumstances, if a nation would come to Mitzrayim, they would be totally assimilated. And yet we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shiftei Kol Yisrael Edis, when Klal Yisrael was being counted, that only one lady in Klal Yisrael had a child from a non-Jewish father because of that particular story. But Yosef HaTzadik did a number of things which made Klal Yisrael be able to live in Mitzrayim. And there are a couple of pieces of Tefer HaShlema that shed a fascinating light upon this. One of them is the Tefer HaShlema in Parshas Bishalach on the Pasuk, Yikach Moshe's Atzmus Yosef Imo Ki Hashbea Hishbia Es Bnei Yisrael. And the second one is in Parshas Vayetzeh. Tomer Rochel Osaf Elokim Es Chaposi. For those who want to look at these individual Divrei Torah, I provide them our Mekonis. First, let us look at the Tefer HaShlem in Parshas Bishalach. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef, Ki Hashbea Hishbia Es Bnei Yisrael. Now the Pashut Pshat here is that Yosef HaTzadik made Klal Yisrael swear that he would need to be taken out of Mitzrayim when Klal Yisrael leaves. They cannot leave without his bones. That's the Pashut Pshat. But the Tefer HaShlema says a fascinating idea that Klal Yisrael not only found it able to live because of what Yosef HaTzadik did, but Yosef HaTzadik was the Tzadik Yisoid Olam. And the midah of Yisoid means that he withstood the very difficult trial that he had with Eshes Potiphar. And a tzaddik Yisoid Olam brings Parnasa to the world. So because Yosef HaTzaddik was there, he was the source of food, literally. In his chus, Klal Yisrael had what to eat. And he darshens Hashbeah Hishbia, not according to the Pashut Pshat. Hashbeah Hishbia, the shins turn into sins. So it's a Lashon Sviya, to be sated. And somebody eats and becomes full. So Memela, Klal Yisrael was able to have sustenance in Mitzrayim when the world was in hunger. And not only that, says the Tefer HaShlema, but when Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim, he took along the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, because not only was Yosef HaTzadik alive, able to bring Parnassah to Klal Yisrael, but the bones of Yosef were goyrim. They enabled that Klal Yisrael would be saved from Mitzrayim. The geula of Mitzrayim was totally on Yosef HaTzadik when he was alive, and Yosef HaTzadik after he was dead, and they took his bones. The bones enabled Klal Yisrael to have them on 40 years in the Midbar. And when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the cause of the man, like the famous Maimer, Moshe Rabbeinu was the cause of the man, Aaron was the cause of the Hananiah Kovit, Miriam was the cause of the Beri Shel Miriam, of the well, that Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to bring the man was because he was carrying the bones of Yosef. That's what the Tefer HaShlema brings down. And Hashbeah Hishbia the double lashon of Sevia, one refers to being able to exist and have food in Mitzrayim, and the second was being able to have food in the Midbar as a result of the man. But he goes yet further, and he says, as we just mentioned, Yosef enabled Klal Yisrael to get out of Mitzrayim. The Geulas Mitzrayim happened because of Yosef, and the Geula Asida, the future Geula, when we will leave the Galus that we find ourselves in, this also depends on the Midah of Yosef through the intercession of Tzadikei Yisoid Olam, who are, in a fashion, representing the Mahalach of Yosef, and through Mashiach ben Yosef, that has to come before Mashiach ben David. Now, dear friends, if these profound ideas put forward by the Tiferet Shlema mentioned until now was not enough, he introduces another fascinating idea, that the double lashon of Hashbeah Hishbiah, alluding to Yosef's power and connection to providing sustenance for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim and sustenance for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar and Geula from Mitzrayim and the Geula from the current Golus, the ultimate Geula, there's another inference in Hashbeah Hishbiah, the double lashon, that the gematria of Lechem, Lamed Ches Mem, is 78. 78 times 2 is 156. There is a remez here to Lechem Mishnah in Shabbos, because we see in Yosef HaTzadik's name, Lechem is alluded to twice, because the gematria of Lechem, as we said before, is 78, and the gematria of Yosef is 156, twice times Lechem. So outside of the other reasons we just put forward for the inyanim of Geula and Sfira,
you are listening
in the
to
Midbar
Torah.
And from this Golus, we see that there's a remez of Lechem Mishnah to Shabbos. I'd like to talk about this. It seems that Yosef has something very close in common with Shabbos. We see that Shabbos will bring the Geula, and we see that Shabbos brings Parnosa. You look at the Maimar HaZoyer Friday night, we ask, what kind of bracha does Shabbos bring if the man didn't fall on Shabbos? So the Zoyer answers, Elo kol b'chosa b'shisha yomim b'Shabbos talia, that the parnasa of a whole week, in other words, the man fell every day because of Shabbos. It just didn't fall on Shabbos. Friday was a double portion. So we see a commonality, it seems, between Shabbos and Yosef, because Yosef, again, was the tzaddik yisoid olam, which means the hidden tzaddik. And it was not at all obvious even to his brothers that he was a tzaddik. And yet he caused the double geula and the double sustenance. Shabbos is also not obvious as the Mekor HaBracha. It's hidden, therefore. We see that there's a commonality between Yosef and Shabbos, that the whole bracha is a hidden bracha. And from here we learn that Lechem Mishnah, just like Yosef, is a hidden source. And it brings Lechem Mishnah of Geula. The Geula Asida depends on Shmira Shabbos. And also, the current need for sustenance while we're still in Golus will also come from Shabbos, again like Yosef Atzad. So dear friends, as is our custom, we're going to take some Yisoidis from this Dvar Torah and we'll try to apply it to understand a somewhat difficult story, which by necessity we will have to be mekatza. We'll have to edit it for time constraints. There was a chassid of the Bala Tanya, Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who brought his 11-year-old boy who had lost the power of speech. And he said, Rebbe, help me. So the Rebbe told him, make a journey to the city of Metz in Germany and take up lodgings in the house of a certain timber merchant who lives near the entrance of the city, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will send you a refuah for your son. So the chassid says, what am I going to do there in Metz? The Rebbe said, don't do anything. Just stroll through the marketplaces and the streets until the Yeshua comes. So after a very arduous journey, the chassid finally arrived in Metz, and he found that there was a Jewish timber merchant who lived near the gate of the city. He was well received by his host, and he spent day after day walking through the streets, but there didn't seem to be any purpose. So one day, his host asked him, excuse me for asking you, but what are you doing here? You've been here for a long time, and you don't seem to be busy with anything. So first, the timber merchant told him, I am amazed. How did the Rebbe know that I live here from so far away? I don't know the Rebbe. The Rebbe doesn't know me. What connection could there possibly be for a cure for the boy and himself? But after thinking for a minute or two, he told this fellow, it seems to me that the person that the Rebbe had in mind was my son-in-law. And then he said, now let me tell you my story. And again, very briefly, a certain youth used to sit in the local shul all day learning Torah. I felt sorry for him. I invited him to be my regular guest. He agreed, but after some time he said, I have one request of you. I don't want to eat meals from you without some sort of payment. You probably could use a watchman for your timber yard. Build me a little cabin out there, and I'll look after your yard every night. And that's what he did. Once in the middle of the night, I see a huge fire burning outside. And I thought, oh, my watchman probably fell asleep. So I ran outside, and as soon as I got outside, the fire wasn't there anymore. So I told my wife, and my wife laughed at me. She said, no, you were dreaming. So when this happened again a few nights later, I woke up my wife after I saw the fire. She looked out the window and she started yelling, go outside, put out the fire. And I went outside. And again, the fire disappeared. So this timber merchant said, I and my wife figured out that this must be a Lamed Vov Tzaddik. This must be one of the hidden tzaddikim in every generation. And after a short period of time after that, we knew what kind of person this person was. We said, would you like to marry my daughter? And the fellow said, yes. He gave certain conditions, whatever they were. And my wife and I are happy. My daughter is happy. So it's probably this son-in-law that your Rebbe had in mind. He seems to be one of the Lamed Vov Tzadikim. Ask him for a bracha. So he went to the son-in-law and he said, the Rebbe of Liadi sent me so you should cure my son of dumbness. He lost his ability to speak. So this Lamed Vov Tzadik says, so he found me here too, the Rebbe. Tell him that now I'm going to move to some place where he will not find me anymore. But he gave the boy a bracha, and his prayer was heard, and the child was healed and could speak. So, if you read this story and you don't understand what is the methodology of this Lamed Vov Tzadik, why is he running away from the Rebbe? So the answer is that although there are tzaddikim that we know, and people from all over the world come for brachas, but the Lamed Vov Tzadikim do the amazing things they do, so to speak, under cover of darkness, totally secret. And they are like Yosef HaTzadik, that even their brothers will not recognize that they're Lamed Vov Tzadikim. And they're like Shabbos, where it's not at all obvious where does the bracha come from. We're not allowed to do anything on Shabbos, Parnassah related. And yet the Rabbeinu Shel Olam hides the Mekor HaBracha, and not only does it give us sustenance in our life, but it will bring us to Geula. Sita Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should see Oysis Umoifsim until the Geula, because Biz the Kreitshma Daf Men Oichet Matrink, as we said in previous Shurim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help that we will see the Geula with Klal Yisrael and with Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.